permissiveness, the biyatra roina, and I'm a halach b'derech v'shonya. This person says walking in the way, and he's burning. Ma'asik u'mishnoset, he stops from his learning. V'ahim v'manoa yilon zeh, how beautiful is this tree. Manoa near zeh, how beautiful is a plowed field. Ba'alim alava, yilon is chayip v'nashar, ba'alava kosef.
This one's better, you're clear, right? Yeah, why waste the time of this, it's a bit smart.
But maybe you can help me out. Things are not so clear. Number one, what is this Mishnah telling us different that we learned until now? Just a few Mishnahs ago, we had a Nir of a Lailah from a Halach B'Dei Yechidi from a Pana Libur of a Tola. Raisa Mishayev B'Nav Shechir. So you have a Mahalach B'Derech, and here you have a Mahalach B'Derech. There he was the father of Libra Luvatolo, and here he was Shaina. And he was Mafsik. He was Mafsik. So here they told us exactly what the Rambam Taylor that he had on his mind was. It wasn't the stack reports, it wasn't politics. It was Manoa Yilon Zeh. Manoa Nir Zeh. Does that make a difference? What is the Mishnah telling us different than what we learned in the Mishnah before? Two. So it's not of a Kosef. Which Kosef? It's a mysterious Pasuk. It's so mysterious that you don't have to learn through the Shema, it's still enough. It's not become it.
Two. You say
Kosef. One. That's one answer. One answer is change the gears and take it out. But it seems that the main gears are
more than shekel.
What? Who?
More than shekel, Pantishka.
Who says?
Rabbeinu Kehati.
Rabbeinu Kehati. Gives an address?
The Vorm Dalit Pes.
No, I just heard it. Where do you get that?
They didn't say word. He said, who for the Harm of the Mishnah Hador?
Yeah. That's somewhere else we should have. Somewhere else brings them, says that traveling. So it's a very, very difficult chat. I don't have a different one, a better one. Didn't tell anybody say anything else. We have almost no such examples I can think of that a Mishnah refers to in such a way something that's going to say afterwards. Yeah, and this type of bechlala itma type of reference usually refers to something earlier. So then it goes on the next Mishnah. Without any vavachibor, no connection, no.
Maybe no gears to the heavens, two missions to do.
Actually, in many of the gears, says this is together the last mission.
Right, that's what we're
calling.
Maybe the answer is
different.
You've heard the one answer to the first
one. One?
The first problem.
Yeah, that's all entertaining.
I mean, I don't know the Pashtus is that you walk in the field in the daytime.
Walk in the field in the daytime?
Right. I mean, you know, they didn't have streetlights in those days.
Yeah.
You didn't go out alone. And so this part, this Mishnah was talking about the day.
Right.
And the other Mishnah was talking about the night.
We said in that Mishnah that it's talking cases, it means a holiday, Hades doesn't necessarily mean at night. So near Belila was the night part. Mahalodei Vekidi can be day or night. The Mashmoyas would be that this is, doesn't qualify for the final legal of a top.
The first Mishnah is telling us
The person who's going in the derech isn't necessarily going to be zayin. This Mishnah comes to tell us in Furish that he's in the middle of the derech. Now, the tie-in, why I would say that that's Messiah ben Akshel, is from the Mishnah Zion that we learned. That after he goes down to 10, and the 5, and the 3, we have to come to the number 1. And it says this way, وَمَنَعِي شَكُوا أَخَدْ شَنَمَا بَخَوَمْ مَكَمْ أَشَيَ أَسْكِيَ شِمِيَ أَبُوَ أَلَخَ بَرَيَخْتِيخَ. And here, learning, we're talking about شِيَوْشِمْ وَأَسْكِمْ وَدِبْرَي تَوْرَ. That means this echad is also oiskim v'divrei Torah. So if we take the passage, chom makom, he's in the middle of Torah. V'chom makom, Hashem askei et shmi, avo elech v'achticha, he's mamish in the presence of his mamish shalom. Even though he's a minyan afilu be'echad, the passage is telling you that's why he's blessed, even if he's only one, as opposed to the 10 or the 3 or the 5, but even by himself, because he's learning, he's side by side with the Rebbeinu Shalom. So he's side by side with the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's looking like a slap him in the face. So all of a sudden, turn to and say, "Where is it?" You know. And the other mission doesn't necessarily tell us that he's learning. He's like, "No, what should he be doing over?" Like we said, then he should be learning. But it doesn't necessarily say that he's learning. That's why he got up in the middle of the night.
Okay. Yeah, very good. No recalls around this. Yes.
No, very good. But isn't it also a spirit that it's, are we supposed to be walking and learning at the same time?
Okay, from the discussions that we've had here, what's been clarified is that the Mishnah, the last Mishnah, the early Mishnah, is not talking about the Masik that we have here. It's a totally different problem. It has a problem of being the Halafadir of the Altar, Hanaliba, the Vatala. It has a stronger language there, is the Mishayev ben Avshoy. There is a slightly weaker in language, Malav Akosav Ki'ilu Mishayev ben Avshoy, which is somewhat weaker, somewhat less severe of a language. And it would seem that the Mishnah is telling us that the problem here is that he's mafsik in Mishnahs. In fact, it's probably a totally different discussion that was earlier. This is a person who is doing what he should be doing, and he's mahalak aderech, and he is shayna. His problem is that he's mafsik in Mishnahs. And the discussion revolves around the aspect of Masik Mishnasoi for these two statements. Manoi Ilom Zeh, Umanoi Nier Zeh. Then the Ma'alav HaKosuk, Ilom Yitzchai B'Nafshoi, what the Kosuk is, we'll have to leave that problem, it's not so clear yet. But there's a Yitzchai B'Nafshoi. Okay, what do we have? What needs to be explained is, number one, what's the significance of these two things? Manoa ilan zeh, manoa nir zeh. So if the point was that he's mafsik in Mishnasa in Nikuda, then he could have said exactly that. Ma'al chudeach v'shoinu mafsik in Mishnasa. What do we bring in? What the toichen of the dvarim are? Obviously, there must be significance for that.
Probably not the reasons here for you. He blows the reason. But if you retract to the Maisei Hashem, the Kiddush is that another reason for the Masik in the Torah.
Okay, so that's seems to be the directional, that the Chiddush here is, even though these are not classical Torah on the table. This, in the language of, we'll use the language of Rabbeinu Yonah here, this is Sichas Chulin. This is Sichas Chulin. And there's a difference between Torah on the table and Sichas Chulin. Sichas Chulin, Shatmin Chom, Sichas Talmud. Torah on the table and Shatmin Chom doesn't exist. Torah on the table, in terms of mean chachamim is a steering definition. Long tailing is empty, meaningless, worthless. Sichus chulin is chol. Chol is not kesha. Chol is chol, it's not kodesh. But it can have meaning, it can have value. There is sichus chulin in the Tumina Chachamim. The Mishnah is telling us that at the point of Mahalach Bederech, if he's Shena Umafsik for Manoi Ilon, Manoi Nia, then he has this problem. There is already a bit of a discussion in Rishonim. Simple chat. Does this have to be that he's Mahalach Bederech? The person is Yeshiva based Medrash for Shena Umafsik for Ima Manoi. So that's one possibility. The Rav Hashanim has explained that way, that there's no bedafk in that, and that the discussion here is clearly the discussion of Sichas Chulin Shatimim HaChavim, that even though there is place for Sichas Chulin Shatimim HaChavim, but it has to be careful that it shouldn't be done in a form of Masik Mishnosa. Sichas Chulin Shatimim HaChavim is something that has value, has place, Sich and Talmud, but we have to be careful not to be involved in that in the time of Mafsik and Mishnasa. So this is, if we add it up, this is basically the picture, the basic insight that the Mishnah is teaching us. This discussion of Mafsik and Mishnasa in relationship to Sichas Chulin.
I think when we learned the other Mishnah, Mahalach Bederech, we said that someone with Mahalach Bederech is more of a danger than a normal person. Oh, yeah. So, according to that, the best way to stay out of danger is to be learning Torah in the meantime, which would save him. So, looking at a tree would not be the best thing to do, and be massive for your missionary, which would save him. So I would say, according to that shot, it wouldn't be a big enough between the base members.
Okay, the Mao brings both children, and they both have Mokai. There is an idea like that.
That idea possibly then it's not the human is higher than actually, but he's in the higher himself. And that, you know, that because if it's a sakana, then if the shmir is the Torah, then by leaving the Torah, he's in the higher than himself.
Okay. There are several different aspects that we can approach here. Maybe each one of them is worth a few moments. The Bnei Yonah gave us the opening line of Sichas Chulin, gave us the Hagadar of what the mission is talking about here. So he says as follows. When a person is learning, should not be involved in Sichas Chulin. Why? Because there's a responsibility. There's a necessity that when you're standing in involvement in Torah, requires the respect, the fear, the relationship of respect that you need to the Torah, that should not allow for such looseness. And he adds, Ma'acher shehu mishtamish b'kisroi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu yizbarach tzorech lamoid v'yire aloi v'tabe v'sicha v'teilo v'yekal roisho y'lahafzik mishnasa v'reizim eskai b'nashu v'din nasa. Ma'acher shehu mishtamish b'kisroi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nice, poetic language. Kisrei Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. based on a Mishnah later. So that Mishtamish v'tagel cholof. Persons Mishtamish b'kisro yishan melech cholof. Yeah. Exchanged. Handy. Why is that necessary for the Rebbe Yehuda to bring in the Mishtamish b'kisro yishan melech cholof? What was insufficient, incomplete in his clarification of the Mishnah when he says, Kitzarach lamoid b'yiru ve'im lefnei hatayah? This is an aspect of learning Torah that our generation and many generations ago, it's a constant reduction of our capabilities, of our madrigas, and some things have fallen by the wayside to the point that almost we have no conception. We have no figure. We have no guidance. We have nothing to copy, nothing to it's very difficult for us to find an example of this, a living example of this, and to see what it means. As our derech has been in past Mishnahs, we're going to try again tonight to deal with things that are beyond us, even though they're beyond us, without losing the recognition that they're beyond us. How do we do that? We do that with the Kodech HaChutzpah of Klai Yisrael called Torah Hi V'Limon Nitzach, which says that if I'm coming to learn Torah, then I come with a pass. And that pass has Kisro Yishan Melech. This is what we're learning now. And therefore I can enter any door. Nobody can stand in my way or come with the pass. Limoid Torah Nitzach. So we have to try to understand Dvorim that are beyond us in practice, and beyond us in understanding. We try to retain the recognition that's beyond us, even to the degree that we deal with it. And at the same time, we have found in the past, and we'll try tonight also, if we can, to see that the whole thing, even though it's beyond us, and we can learn. We can find an application, we can find a level of connection to these ideas that are beyond us. Chayz Lavoros explains in the Mokim, I believe, Shavuos Elokim, that, you know, Shachet Ben Nefesh, that a person has a dual approach to all of the quality that there is to be attained in human life. One, a person can be aware of something that's within his grasp, that will make the efforts, that if they climb the ladders, he can attain. If that be the case, if it is something that he can attain, given the efforts, given the time, then there's no second-rate way. And if you won't do it to poil, if you won't come out to a point of bringing into action, you won't get anything. This is a klal that's what is attainable for us, nasa v'nishra, it's a klal chochmah, so that anything that's within our realm to put into practice, if we don't put into practice, then all of the theoretics of it don't help us, we don't attain. But something that we can learn about, that we can come to some recognition of, that we have to also recognize is beyond us, then we can connect up and it will have value for us to connect to it on the level of Shi'ifa. on the level of goal, as a level of knowing what's up ahead, even if it's not attainable, not now, maybe never, in this world. It may be beyond the Hayyim L'Asayson, and it may be for us inclusive in the Malchal HaKabbos form. But having it within our long-range view can give us a connection and a quality that can backflash on us even now. There are basic concepts that Be'etzim L'Chayr should be Aleph Beis, that are basic essences of what these things are, and to us they're very, very distant. This idea of Limud HaTorah Be'Eim U'Yira is something that is almost not to be talking about, certainly not to be tried to put into practice, because halavai that we should be limud, and to be limud and to be successful in the limud, and the limud should have an erech, it must be like the Gemara says in Berachos, ein shchinu shoyam teich simcha, ki'at nantoyam teich simcha, there's no tefillah teich simcha, l'ayvum teich simcha. Number one, the person has to have simcha in his learning. And he has to have hanoah from his learning. For most of us, any discussion, or certainly any attempt to put into practice the Eim of Yira aspect of Limud HaTorah would, by the way, dampen the beginnings of the hanoah and the simcha of learning, and would be more destructive than it's worth. By the end, you'll have the aim without the Torah. We prefer the Torah without the aim. Kol Shekein, from what the Baruch Shalom says, HaRavai Shalisi HaZavu, Limirah. That's all it is. The Torah Sita Shemoyah. Just learn. No aim, learn. Okay? Subject is here, the subject is stated, and we have to learn it. Let's see what we can do with it. Where's the source, the Yisoid? Why aim of the year? Why aim of the year? So the Gemara gives the source, this Gemara on Shabbos, which it brings to the Talmud Shoshana, brings to the Talmud Shoshana, to more. We learn from Har Sinai. By also the aim of the year of the Yeshua of Isaiah. All Parshas Matan Torah, besides the Libras themselves, besides the Matan Torah itself, the giving of the Torah, there's Maimon Har Sinai. There's the whole occurrence of the process of giving the Torah, which, as we say in the Dayenu, is something that stands on its own. Kavinu lefnei Har Sinai, we're not smart enough at the Dayenu, what do we go to Har Sinai for? Because two things happened in Har Sinai. We went through the process of Maimon Har Sinai, and that enabled us to go to the second level, which was Kabbalah of the Torah itself. But Maimon Har Sinai is a Dovah Sholimid La'atzma. What is Maimon Har Sinai? The beginning, end, and middle of Maimon Har Sinai is Emor Yeh versus Isaiah. And it's stated so clearly in the Pasuk, the Maim Tiyah Yeh Hashem V'Neichem Nevil Tisech Tov. The purpose of all of the very dramatic sound effects, sound macho that was going on over there, was central around this thing. It included such major effects like shofar, koilois broken, koiflam hakegiges, vim lav sham teik furaschem. That's a quite serious threat, especially when you see 3 billion tons of rocks handing over your head. It's kind of serious. It was quite literal. Kefirim Harkigig is Sahar that Be'etzem, you know, hearts don't fly in the air. And you have to find yourself in the middle of a har. Not kind of a very common thing to happen, but if you happen to be there, the natural assumption is that it will come down. That's the way it usually happens. And they have the kfur and the matzeh all one shot. That's it was very real. Very scary. That wasn't sufficient. We're not yet up to the level of end of the year that was sufficient for my Rasina. There had to be the kolos, the broken, that brought ad hachana for the aim of the dibur itself, and that really was kruasan, isoso. They died. The reason had to be murdered talshot tchia between kol dibur v'dibur. After two dibros, depends on the definition of the holoif, and somewhere down the process, after a few words. Twice to Tchias Mason, or 10 times to Tchias Mason, and then after they went to Mishmar, I said enough. It's enough. You go speak to the Ben Shem, I'll listen to you, and, you know, Kiri'inu was the Pasuk saying, Ki Yadavu L'Kimu Ha'odom V'Choy. That's a very strange thing. You should have said the opposite. Kiri'inu, Ki Yadavu L'Kimu Ha'odom V'Mace. That's what happened to them. The process of Matan Torah, the statement of Matan Torah, the Maamar HaSinai part of Matan Torah was a lesson of Eim Oviyah HaSinai. Chazal was teaching us that lesson was not a starting point or something, it was a one-time special situation in order to have Matan Torah. But was illuminating what the essence of Limud Torah is, what the essence of the relationship of a person who's Limud Torah is, if anyone says. The Limud goes on to explain to us why is this necessary and what's its significance. And it tells us that there are many things that we do that relate to the Rabbanu Shalom, that we come into contact with the Rabbanu Shalom. And each one of Echanami has its halachas. There is Tefillah, which has this Beit Knesset, that we have halachas of Yos HaMikdash. Halachas requirements, which are allowed to do in those Knessets, because we're aiming at Nehem Melech. But this is something that goes beyond that. This is something that's the highest level of aim of the Yeres is there. And it's something essence, it's something of basic defining of what this activity is. So the Ben Yehuda Roshayna is the only Roshayna can use, packages it in these few words and explains that the need for this type of special year, this type of relationship, is because he's Mishtamish B'Kisloi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, what in the world does that mean? What does it mean to mishtamish because they should have caused both? What do you do? What's a keser anyway? What does it mean to mishtamish with it? What do you do with it? We know, right, a keser is a crown, and let's start from a keser dar. A keser dar. What's a crown? Crown is a symbol. Ugly, dirty words. Symbol. Right. Good. Symbol of malchus. does a person will come along, and I can understand Paro got nervous when somebody was playing around in the Kisrei Shel Malchus. Because, you know, they had their superstitions and Kula. But is the Malchus actually connected to the Kesya to the point that if you mishtamish b'kesya, you would be mishtamish with the Perech HaMalchus? What does that mean? What does it mean to mishtamish with if the butler comes in and takes the crown while the king is in the shower, and he puts on his head, does he become king? Can he decree something? Did anything happen? So you can only talk about that there's a question of Merit the Malchus because you can't put on a position. I hear. But that's not what it says here. It says Mishtamish. Not only does it not say that, but it says that in the positive, that the reason why you have to be the end of the year is because you are being Mishtamish because of Shabbat. Right, so we're butlers. We're getting away with it. We put on because of Shabbat and we stop being Mishnah. What do we do exactly? What exactly do we do? So we'll use your basic Malach, we'll just continue it. The Kisrei Shel Melech is the sign of authority, and the person who wears the crown, we assume to be the king. If the butler puts on the crown, and we know him to be the butler, so that's the greatest level of need of a Malchus. And that steer between being a butler and wearing a crown causes his death decree as a Merit the Malchus. But such a person who would pick up the crown and become a king would not be a Merit the Malchus. He would be a Melech. Klai Yisrael are b'nei Melechim. If the king, instead of going to take a shower, instead of a butler, he had the crown prince. The king, for example, died. And then the crown prince picks up the Kesher Shel Melech and puts it on his head. That's coronation. It's serious business. That's the Passover, the continuum of the Koyach HaMalchus to the new recipient. That's the only marshal we have to the process that roots existed in the grandest, awesome way in Matan Torah, and takes place every time that you say Zohar Mishnah. I don't want to use Mechadish to it. Shoyne, partial lesson of the Mishnah here is Shoyne. Shoyne means the person who reviews Mishnahs, it's called the Shoyne. He doesn't have to be the Mechadish. What happened in Matan Torah was that the Rebbeinu Shalom passed over the crown of the Hanhagas HaElam from Shemayim La'oretz. And at that point, it came the Halacha of Torah Leibu Shemayim. From that point on, the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Bes Medrash Shemayim, Sifu Shayakiyah, can pass in one way, and if in Sanhedrin they pass in a different way, then halacha ketachteinu. And Uyainim are mekabel v'psak of the tachteinu. Very Shlom wants to know what Rosh Hashanah is, he has to ask Sanhedrin. The Very Shlom doesn't have problems of lack of knowledge, past, future, and present. But for example, Malachim, and they asked the Rebbeinu Shalom what Rosh Hashanah is, says you're going to have to ask Sanhedrin. Not because we are missing information service, because the other ones will determine, will create the time frames by Kiddush HaChodesh. This is true on every Psak. Every Psak that a Pesach gives is not a Bior. When a Pesach decides a decision, a real psak, when a Yodei Halacha tells you something, it's not Pesach. He's an information service, and to that it makes no difference if he's alive or dead. If he's a book, a computer, or a human being. He's an information service. You didn't know the information, somebody else didn't know the information, and he gives you the information. That's not a Pesach. That's a Yodei Halacha. A Pesach has the power of determining the day. He determines that in this case, the din is such. Then it makes no difference. As long as it was a person who is a real person at the Kayach Tzah. As long as he went through the process properly, there are halachas, drachim, value paskin, then his psak is a determination, not a bureau. He creates that now the halacha is as he says. And when you get up in Shemayim, and somebody's going to ask you, why did you do this? So you can say, because the Torah said so. The Torah said so. Your local poisik says so. And that's right. When my local poisik paskins, then the Torah says so. Now what the Torah says is as follows. This koyach, this kisroi shel melech, has its most significant open ramification in Pesach, but not its own one. There are many chazalim that explain the Yisrael, but in Kitzur, Yistachar, of course, Rokha says, Yistachar b'reis u'boi alma, to bring Shalom through the use of Yistachar's b'teira, which is the Benjamin's form of Numenatea, he created the world. Well, it's Taishan Chazal. I think Tisakul Bereisu of it Nahagu Alma. When you will be Mustafa Bereisu, you're not in Dodo. If you want to know why things happen, we're the real source of history, present day history is, including all of the major and minor occurrences that go on close by and out in the Philippines somewhere, is because the Limud HaTorah of Klai Yisrael as a whole, as a total, added up to that Hanhamen. Mei Shalom is called Hamelech also Berahotim Shirashir. Joshua explained, Hamelech steer. A melech and irons, chains, don't go very well together. If you're an iron chain, you're not using a melech. If you're a melech, you're not using an iron chain. Then a melech also very hot. The Rebbe Shalom put himself into the iron chains of being manhig the olim al pi the anhaga of Christ. Every time a Jew opens his mouth, he is mishtamish, the kisser shel melech, and that kisser is still on the resh shel melech malchei hamelech. And the olam of the anhaga of the Rebbein Shalom is determined through the shimush of this yid. There is a tremendous, tremendous steering between the level of existence. I don't care what you can call, what the name of that individual is, from our name, all the way up to Moshe Rabbeinu. Any Jew is a living steer to, on the one side, being a Yilud Moshe, being a human being. Something that is way, way below, totally unrelated, opposite, than the godless of the Rebbein Shalom. And the involvement that he's involved in, the activity that he's doing, the significance of his action, are not only an equivalent of the Anhagas of the Rebbein Shalom, but to a certain level, the source of the Hagar of the Rebbein Shalom, עד כדי ואז כאילו בריבונו של עולם is nimshach acharei our psak is nimshach achareinu melech also ha'olam. The most awesome chasm, most awesome steer of levels, steer of we don't even have the words. What can we say? How can that be? In truth, on the surface, a fida kolin of Olam Hazeh, it can't be. And when this was in its fullest form, at the time of Matan Torah, then they died. Because it's a sphere of existence, it's a sphere of basic definition of reality. Every basic definition of reality causes the non-continuation of reality. We call it death. Vadai, at that level, where everything was clear on the surface, and you saw the immediate resultants, you saw the activity, you saw the action, saw the significance of what was going on, so then the death was also actual. As you see, people die. The brain shall have to be married, the tashal tchila, tchias amesim, to continue the process. Now, many hours ago, all the way down, the Maharaj tell us, basically, we're totally out of contact with this type of anhagas. We're totally out of contact with this type of hasaga. And it sounds like something that, if you put me up against the wall and you tell me if I don't believe this, I'm not because I'll say, okay, I believe. But if you don't do that, and ask me, but do you really believe it? And I won't call you an epicurus. And you say, what, that's what I'm doing when I'm learning? That's just the difference of my activity every time a person is hovish b'derech, he's not necessarily at his highest level of learning and highest level of concentration. He's hovish b'derech v'shaynel, sachakol. You're going to tell me that he's mishtamish b'kisrei shel melech. So in a chanami, we're distant. In a chanami, we cannot fool ourselves to think that we're close to these concepts. And now we have to know, as we said before, that our basic approach and our main responsibility is to concentrate on the simcha and the noah of human attitude. But then once in a while we have to go back to a mission like this and to remind ourselves that we live in a world of helem, hestoponim, which is an internal hestoponim also, and we, most of the time, are talking out weird. This is difficult of our activity. You don't have the capabilities of living on that level of awareness. There are many such things that if we would be aware of what really is going on around us, we wouldn't be able to do it. You don't have to get to such things of such greatness. The person would have a real 100% awareness of what does it mean to get married. Nobody would get married. How can you make such a decision? I can go through the process of being a child to work. To know what the significance of all generations are going to be because of this activity. How you going to do it? So, the lowering of the generations, the lowering of the capability of realization is a necessity that the Baruch Hu puts into the world to enable us to do that's much beyond us. The Baruch Hu lowers us down to a point that we can function. We fool ourselves, we fool the world, we fool everybody, and we do that needs to be done. We run the world, we get married, having children, and many, many such other awesome activities that a Yid does on a basically daily basis without being basically aware at all of what he's doing. On a basic day-to-day basis, the Rishon gave us this tremendous barucha of hatnus, of shikha, of unawareness, so that we can function, so that we can do our activity, take on the greatness of human activity. The lower the person is, so the lower the awareness level is, that he's able to function according to his level. Because very often when people intervene with others, it's not only different generations. There's often, I'll give you this example, there's sometimes a certain foolish activity that goes on between Chas and Kalas before they get married, after they get married. There's some mature, semi-mature, relative mature individual who wants to intervene and come along to the Chazakha. It's a stepping support. Be aware, it's not like that. You know, grow up, us to take off all the balloons and, don't be so mature. Don't try and go on Kashi. You're right, keep this up. Each person has its situation, but it gives the right kolichos for each situation. You're right, you're mature, you're intelligent, you're wonderful. Keep this up. Let them be. Prevention is giving them their situation, their qualities for their situation. David Melech says, "B'me'er yizoch ha'no'er yizoch ha'er yilishmo kitvareth ha'lishmo mitzvaseh." Proof your test. So we get the feeling, Na'er is a person who is immature, somebody who hasn't attained adulthood, is in the process of what we call teenage. Doesn't yet quite have the story all straight, doesn't have an act all together yet. And there's confusion. He doesn't know what's the right way. He has real spaces. He doesn't know where should he be going. He wants to be Zerk as a fairy, but he's not. So how can he know what's the right way? So, at first reading, he said, this is an Eitzah that David Melech has given to Anah. But if you look through the Pesukim, you'll see that David Melech is saying everything there about himself. Alright, so this is talking about what David Melech said when he was Anah. I don't know if David Melech was ever Anah. If you look what he did in very early age, can't quite accept that as explanation. The truth of the matter is, if you can go back to each person's own life, you'll see that there are stages in human life. There's stages of every person in human development. And if a person will look back over his shoulder 10 years, sometimes it takes 15 years, sometimes it takes 2 months, and looks back, what a fool, I was such a man. It was obvious what I should do. Why didn't I think, why didn't somebody should come and tap me on the shoulder and tell me, beautiful, don't you realize this is what you should have done? Okay, so learn from the lesson. It's happening in our now. Now I don't know what to do. And I remember going through several stages in the earlier, and especially in teenage years, this happens very almost weekly. Turn away, go away. Oh, that's because I was an R. But right now, I'm not going to do. I'm confused. And you get to the point of thinking, when is this going to end? Like, when am I finally grow up and get this? Get a handle on this thing called life, and I have a handle on it and know exactly what to do. And you think, well, let's look at the people ahead of the game, see where they're holding. You find one 2 months ahead of you, 6 months ahead of you, 2 stages ahead of you. It looks to you that when you get there, then you made it. Until you get there. Then you find out that either by looking ahead at the other person or by your own experience when you get there. At that stage, you knew what you were doing then. But for that stage of life, nah. David Melech was saying this pasuk when he was a 70-year-old. Melech ha'al chayis, all of David Melech, after everything he went through his life, and he still has a question. How are we supposed to know? We're always in a stage of madness. Relative to the greatness of badness that is within the endless growth of the Yiddish and the Shama, each person is always given a mokum to say. Always there's a case of chira. A person never has the whole story. If he had actual clarity, there'd be no for clear. One of the ways of actualizing clear properly is coming to a clarity and then not having a suffering and doing what's right. That's one of the main processes of making like decisions. Go ahead. Yeah, how are you giving? You still get into trouble like that. That doesn't pat anybody. Still, all the kibbi and the nation still has things up his sleeve. And he can tell you about children. Nothing helps. As long as you're in this world, as long as you're part of the process of prayer, you always be given new situations, you always given areas where you're totally incapable of coming to the knowledgeable decision of a person who is totally mature for that situation. So what are we going to do? What kind of business, what kind of service is the branch of going into these impossible situations? There's only one way. There is no other way. The world is always confusing. And the Derech HaYosher is always wrong. The Torah has all the answers, and it's the only place you're going to get answers. For every stage of a person's life, if you want to hang on to the Etzach Chaim, you'll find the Derech HaYosher. It's called the Sefer HaYosher. You'll find the answers. Lishma Mitzvah. If you don't, you won't. It's quite simple. Oyech also means the length of our days. Oyech also means derech. Oyech Yemein is the derech. So that the path, pavement, that enables us to walk through life. Therefore, Nege Yemein V'Loyla. Klaiyosel's involvement in Chaim. Chaim is an interesting thing. Chaim does no vacation for life. Can't take a break. I'm tired from breathing, I'll stop for a day. I've been working very hard lately. Let's take a break. Anyway, it's life, there's no breaks. There's no time out. These things are constants. A person who had the opportunity to stand in a place where physical life is not so taken for granted, where there's a possibility of a missing heartbeat, there's a possibility of a missing breath, a person can come to the moshul, the conception of Emor Yer versus Hosea. The person who stands at the bedside of a heart patient, where the beeping monitor is showing every heartbeat, and maybe once in a while it misses a beat. And when the patient misses a beat, the relative standing at the bedside misses two. Or three. There's an Amen, a year, a Rasis Vazaya, that is very, very literal. Very, very real. There is nothing, no other source of aha for Amor that all other, it is the source of these things. All other Amors are a byproduct of the basic Amor. The basic Amor is when Chaim comes into question. the schus that Klai Yisrael got with Matan Torah is that we are b'nei melachim, that we are lei sheikis lei shel melech, and mishtamshim bo. We make the world go round. But there's a catch. Ki hem chayenu ve'erich yameinu. Now, our hearts beat on connection with Ki hem chayenu ve'erich. And if you miss a beat, you missed it. Ki hem chayenu ve'erich yameinu is a tremendous encouragement. It's a tremendous source of chiyus. So it's a question of source of simcha. It's also very scary. It's also very scary. Every connection of Lumina Torah without understanding of these concepts seems to be a very good thing to do. Get a lot of schar for it. It's going to get you Olam Haba. Help you get the Olam Hazeh. That's all fine. That's not yet the end of the year. But if a person poshut recognizes that his life is dependent on it, this is life support. And a missing beat is a missing beat. Then every real beat, even though there are hundreds and hundreds of beats that are going right along, but each one of those proper beats are beaded out. The aim of the year, yes, it's there. If a person would live, we would live with the actual total recognition of how true this is, we wouldn't be able to survive, we wouldn't be able to function. The Rishon Bechaz, they made us little teeny guys, very small upstairs, not much understanding, a little thick on the heart side of things, not markish anything, and we walked through life happy-go-lucky. However, it isn't that way. The reality hasn't changed. The Rishon has very interesting Talei Shatchiyah, and it keeps us our first respiration. It keeps us alive, even though we're not aware, even though we're not in contact. We can't be. We can't function on that. There are times, and maybe this is the place where the Mishnah can come somehow down to a level of application for us. There are times, there are moments in a person's life, situations in a person's life, where this comes to the surface. Where a person is given that momentary blitz of awareness, that be'etzem is no different than always. But usually we're not aware. If a person stands by the bedside of a person who is fatally ill, as the doctor's called, so what do you know? Oh, he's going to die. Yeah, what about you? You're also going to die, so it's different. Oh, well, we know that he's going to... It doesn't always happen that way. You know, people I've known, I had my own family once, that there was a doctor who decreed that this patient has lost his lease on life. And the doctor went many, many years before the patient. The only difference between a realization of that type of serious illness and anybody else is the level of awareness. There's a possibility, a probability of the actualization in terms of a particular date, but not necessarily of any means. In terms of real existence, the main difference is awareness level. When a person is put into a position where he's given a different level of awareness, a greater level of awareness than the average, than the standard, he then has an opportunity to go back to a Mishnah like this and to come in contact to things that are not easily readily available to us. To come in contact to Pekoina a Mashu of Kole Shalmat and Teir, of Hakor Hayetzim Chayre, Sha'ila Ole, the Bria Ismael Boino Shal Teir. Ma'az Matan Teir Vahalo, the Kole is going out, Ole in the Bria Ismael Boino Shal Teir, an embarrassment of Teir. Who's embarrassing Teir? Kriya. That's in Dovo, that Torah is B'tach Tainan, and that it's given over to those who are unaware, who can't be aware, to the totality of what it is that they're dealing with. Yeah, you can write the words, Gisvashal Torah, and you know, they can hear that, because in the Shir, because you say, and go on with life. I can't hear it. You can talk about it for an hour, 2 hours, 10 years, and you can't hear it. A little bit you can hear it, but you can't hear it in its totality. So the same elbow that the Melech also brought in, in terms of Torah, is called a Bainu Shal Torah. Oiloi Negriyos in a Bainu Shal Torah. What's the message? So we should all put up our hands and say, Oi. Can we change it to the point that there won't be a Bainu Shal Torah? No. No, we can't do that. As long as we're functioning in the situation which is the way the Rebbeinu gave us for our chelik, there is a very definite Rebbeinu Shalter. It's unbelievable. But there are opportunities that the Rebbeinu gives every individual in its time, in its place, in its way. We give an extra opportunity to come in contact with the Eimor Yira versus Isaiah of the fear of the loss of life, the fear of a misstep in something that is as significant and as great ramification as life and death. Those opportunities are opportunities for a person to come to contact with what actually a person is living on a daily basis. The Mishnah gives us the marshal of a Hilich Bederach, which is a classical, still Ad Hayim, classical Shasakol. The Hilchei Drochen, the Sakolas of the Drochen, is an ongoing and increasing problem. Everything that they do doesn't stop it, and this is one of the reasons for it. Hochei Drochen is a mitzias that the nation planted in the world of a sakola, which means, translates, as an opportunity for an awareness that life is lo kol kach pashut. Is not to be assumed. Everything could be hunky-dory, just fine, a fracture of figure, something went wrong, and they call it a car accident. Something went wrong, and they call it a this. Hochidrochen. A Hilich Bederach is in a situation where there is a possibility for an awareness that the mafsik bilimude can be failed. All of the cause of Elam is Hayat B'Nash. I'm not talking about an Oynish here. I'm talking about a description of a state. The Pasuk gives us the opportunity of being aware that life is at stake. Ke'em Chayeinu V'Erech Yameinu is a simple reality, and the Sichas Chulin, which in itself is innocent, which itself may be positive, but in this life and death situation could be fatal. this is a message and a lesson that a person has to carry back home with him. The derech itself, say to us the derech, everything will be fine. The opportunity of the horech the derech, whichever form it takes, the marshal condition, is to get a little contact. The feed madrig is saying, on a level of emo yiro, as we say, to stretch up, to open up the timtum aleih, to open up maybe some type of udo shel machat, of realizing what does it mean to be a yid, what does it mean kiyum chayim aleich aminu, what does it mean mishtamesh b'kisrei shel melech. And somehow that has to shine back, that has to reflect back, even at a time when that awareness is no longer for us. Maybe just a few words on the second subject that there is in the Mishnah. Of all the examples of Sikhus Kulin, the Mishnah gave two. Totally innocent, totally Sikhus Kulin. Tarashova Shibahem is that it talks about beauty. Manoya Ilamzu, Manoya Nir Ze. The Tzad Hashemi Shibahem is one is Maisei Harakim. The Ilam, we haven't, as far as we know, found any artist who can create a creation that combines the harmony, the dynamics and the simplicity of the structure of a beautiful tree. Find a tree once when you're not with the Derek Masi Krishna, so you're just burning in that Noah even though. When a person comes to such awareness, you may find this tree in a very isolated spot. You may find this tree in the middle of a busy street. And in the moment, it seems, what a waste. You know, if it would be in human terms, this was a few light years of human efforts to create this ultimate work of art. You know, just plop down in the middle of a street, in the middle of a forest, where almost nobody ever goes and everybody looks at it. What's its purpose? There is a tmiya. There's no other way of expressing it. But no, you don't. It's a question, it's a tmiya. What's so much noah? Do you look at there's a thousand priests afterwards, and there's a million people walk around there, maybe else has lit them up. How much efforts, but how much chokhmah, how much koyach, how much does it show to create this type of beauty? For what? For what significance? What does it mean? Manoe Ilamzu. Second half, Manoe Nirzu. Nir is plowed field. A plowed field, nobody ever plowed a field. I can be quite certain of that for the purposes of beauty. You plow a field in order to plant it to grow wheat. If it would come out ugly, it wouldn't matter. In the least. Nobody ever plans or cheshmans out the way that he's going to structure his plowing in order that it should satisfy the passerby on the street there, on the path. So how does it happen? Perchance, for the last 6,000 years, minus, every time that a person harvests, plows a field, basically it creates a beauty in the world. Again, here we're talking about Maisa Adam, talking about Maisa Adam that wasn't intended for beauty, and it creates beauty. The subject of beauty, the two types of beauty, you can go on and on. There are many interesting things here. It's a very Yesodus of what beauty is, and where it comes from, what's significant. There are a lot of things here. I just wanted a few words on these two things. The steer, the ma'anoe, that there's a tmir absa, and even the thousands of trees. A tree seems to be something of totally insignificance. If a person wanted to create that beauty, he would have to put in years and years of efforts. It would be tremendous. So what's the answer? Mikra, that's every question. So what's it all about? Manoi oneself. And in human form, you have the same thing. A man, we take something that is 100% pure, not intended for beauty. It is totally intended for other purposes completely. Never one iota of the cheshbon was how beautiful it's going to look. Manoi oneself. What's the answer? Why is the Mishnah putting this into this Mishnah? My understanding, for what it's worth, is that there's a continuum of the basic understanding of the steer of the world. The Mishnah combines awesome kohos into very partial form. This world seems to us simple, meaningless, lowly, ugly. On the other hand, we learn that the world is full of kohos elyonim ad kisei shamelech in the hands of human beings. There is a hispanus that the Mishnah gives us an example of where a person can find edus to the glory of the higher levels of the existence of the world on every straight corner. The greatness of the Vayishlach's creation is so strong that it breaks through the shields of the heaven, of the tintum of this world, and it comes out in every street corner, unintended, seemingly meaningless, but it gives us the opportunity to be aimed on what the world is really all about and where is it all coming from. Manoa Ilanzu is a ramification of the greatness of the Vayishlach. Manoa Nirzu is an even greater form of ramification of the greatest greatness of the Vayishlach, of how he structured human function, that proper human function in any form will be a description, will be an aspect of Kvod Shamayim. We can go on and on, you can go further with this. Final sum up of it is that we have to understand that all of the greatness that a person can learn in Manoi Lanzeh, or Manoi Ziyazu, is Nischai B'Nafshai compared to Amar Abaye. His Mischai B'Nafshai is compared to the most simple, seemingly mundane halacha of Mitzvot Yadayim in the morning. How do you cut your nails? Okay, think of any example you want. Which shoe you put on first? All of that greatness, all of it, halacha, kisei shamelech, that's only a muscle. That's only an aspect of the greatness passing out, getting out of the element, and giving you a opportunity to see through the shields. But Kislei Shamelech, that's the double Ba'atzmai. That's Chayim Chayein Avech Amein Ba'atzmai. A person who switches gets confused between the Moshel and the Nimshel. Gets confused between Chayim Chayein and the reminder of Chayim Chayein can find himself back all of a Pasuk, even with Chayim Benafshel. And try. to find these circumstances that are beyond us, that are very difficult to apply. But we have to look for the opportunities to use that that comes our way. We don't ask for these things, but when they come our way, to come in contact, to have our kesha with the aim of the yira, which is essence of the Yiddish neshama, which is the essence of the Yiddish connection to Torah and to Metzius. And to the degree that it's not Masik Bulim Mundai, then Sikhus Kulin should be a Chom Sikhim Tal. A person should be Mizmoyim in Manoah Yerzeh. A person should be Mizmoyim in Manoah Yerzeh. In all of it's, there's always basic in Sholem. Go on and apply that to everything around you. And after you've done both, then come to a further realization that as great as Manoah Yerzeh is, as Chayat Benashrei, in relationship to any Dvartir, to Kehem Chayenu itself,
this Keshet of Kodesh Baruch Hu declined immediately after Matan Torah, like instantaneously. Maybe peaked a little bit again at the time of the Tanoim. I mean, was it perhaps higher at the time of the Tanoim than it was, let's say, at the time of the Nevi'im? No, said the Keshet was closer to the Nevi'im, had more individual understanding of this. We can't say, we don't know, we have no idea.
That's exactly how it works.
Okay, but anyway, it seems to be a decline to our generation more and more. It's a slide all the way down. 50 years ago, it was probably a little closer.
2 years ago.
Or whatever, I'm trying to get an idea of it.